This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, first likes, now pray. Facebook tests out new feature for group prayer. That story, right after this short message.
Our nation needs highly skilled teachers, now more than ever. So at Liberty University, we're making world-class teacher training as accessible and affordable as possible. Become a licensed teacher in one of the nation's only 100% online Bachelor of Education programs for as low as $182 per credit hour. Our transfer-friendly program covers the cost of your learning materials and prepares you to thrive, both inside the classroom and out. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
As Facebook looked back at their review of 2020, they noticed that in early April, during the week of Easter and Passover, and about a month into the nationwide lockdowns, they saw the largest usage of video calls ever on their Messenger app. They also noticed that there were huge increases in Facebook live broadcasts from spiritual Facebook pages. With this new revelation, Facebook has decided to introduce prayer posts, where, once enabled, group members can ask and respond to prayers in a post, and this feature even gives new ways for people to manage the prayer requests that they post. Nona Jones, Facebook's head of global faith partnerships, commented to Religious News Service that, "Our mission to give people the power to build community extends to the world's largest community, the faith community, and that, as a local church pastor with my husband, I know very well how disruptive the last year has been for people of faith and the houses of worship that serve them. This is why we are committing to finding ways to build the tools that help people connect to hope on Facebook. The new prayer post feature are in their smaller testing phase in the United States before they release it to everyone. Facebook group administrators will need to opt in to allow their members to use this feature. Responding members can then click a pray button to let the original poster know that they have prayed for their request. They also, like normal, can choose a reaction, leave a comment, or send a private message to the poster. In 1 Thessalonians 5, the Apostle Paul encourages us to rejoice always, pray constantly, and give thanks in all circumstances. Now, even Facebook is trying to help us follow that wisdom. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.